When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Hello again.
Hello
friends
again.
Friends and family.
Boys and girls.
Kittens and cats. Have something brief to discuss because, as Sophie knows, I always get the bus everywhere.
Yeah.
And apparently there's this thing where it's like you have a preference on where you sit on the bus. Like every individual, like if you get the bus, Sophie doesn't get the bus, so she went, what the fuck I'm talking about. If you get the bus, we got the bus once together and it went the wrong direction.
Yeah, it was
that
an
was
hour
the first and,
a half. And
last time she came on the bus. I was like, no, it's really easy. Come on, we can do it together. And it was like my second time getting on the bus. Went in the wrong direction. We had to get in a black cab.
And it was honestly an hour and a half to get from like, a 20-minute drive.
Yeah. And then we were really late. That was like a styling appointment or something.
That
you had
was.
To go to. I'm really sorry I messed up for you. Anyway, so everyone has their own little spot and I always go. So I go up to the top deck, obviously, because bottom deck's always super busy. And it's always just a bit nicer, a bit more considerate to go up to the top deck. So some people that can't walk upstairs, right? And they just want to stay down below. So you go up the top and I'm normally always in the row that's like just opposite where you come up the stairs. So like third row or second row.
Right.
I don't really like the front row. And sometimes I'll go behind where the stair thing is. So yeah. Like the, you know, Van Nace. Off and easily save your life.
What's happening?
Nothing. It's just where I always sit. It's just a topic of conversation. I was on the way here, I put on the group chat, guys, running late on the bus. And Ben was like, where do you sit on the bus?
Is this like, a thing then?
It's a thing. I just think it's habit. Like I
so
always
is it
just
cool girl vibes to sit there?
I don't necessarily think it's cool girl vibes. I would say it's...
Back of the bus is cool girl vibes, surely.
Oh my God, do you remember the back of the
that
bus?
That was like a major thing.
Oh my God, trying to get to the back of the bus.
My like tummy would almost sink and come out my bum if I missed
that.
The back of the bus.
And
I was like,
too.
Well, I've got the whole journey like not talking to anyone. Because everyone would be like...
Oh my God, me
you would be like...
And everyone would play like truth or dare and stuff like
and,
that.
And like everyone would like jump over, like no one would be sat with a seatbelt, but the teachers would see you if you were anywhere about the back with your seatbelt and you get in trouble. And you were always sat by somebody who wasn't typically
and then,
your
or
friend.
If you're sat in the window and the person sat here and they turn around and they block you out and you're like, I can't hear anything, I'm blocked out. It's like being on the end of a table.
The last time we were on the bus was with you, obviously.
Shut up, it was that time.
Yeah, that was my first time.
You know what's crazy, guys?
That was
2 years ago.
No, I've only taken it once.
That was it. Once.
I do the tube.
She gets
though.
The tube a lot. She doesn't love the bus. See, I'm the opposite. Don't really like the tube. It's a bit loud. It's so polluted. And when I'm coming out the tube, not hate on the London tube, I'm going to, you look up, there's just like mold and damp all over the ceiling. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm breathing in black mold right now. And it literally freaks me out.
I actually got a bit of mold in my throat there just thinking about it.
So I just get on the bus.
I find the bus like so confusing. If I go on City Mapper and I'm trying to figure out the bus and it's like C15, I'm like,
it's so
which
easy.
I've done it once before you. And once again, I got lost. I just got on the wrong bus. Like it's, you've got to know your shit getting on a bus.
So guys, it's the new year.
Oh my!
So we've got a couple of
It's 2024. Like what?
I'm not ready.
Greener?
I'm not ready.
So when did we meet? Must have been 2018.
I was 20 years old, which is mental.
That's 7 years ago.
Yeah.
7 years friendship. That's actually round of applause. That's nuts.
That is great. I would say it's 6.5 because I was 20.
Yeah, and I was
turning 21.
And I'm now 29.
Fine.
So that's how long? 6 years?
Yeah, 6.5 years. It is. Christ, that is mental.
That's longer than a lot of people.
And also, like, you know what's crazy?
That's like a day.
I left school, I think, 7 or 8 years ago.
That is not.
That's horrible.
No.
It's almost a decade
Melissa,
ago I left
I think
school.
You lost, yeah, nearly. I was at
I left school when I was 18. I'm 27. That makes sense. 9 years ago.
I left uni nearly 9 years ago. That is disgusting.
No, it's really.
I graduated uni at 21. I'm 29, 8 years ago. Feels like, yeah, it feels like yesterday to me.
Right, any New Year's resolutions?
Look, I'm not setting them this year because I think for me, it's pressure. Like, I just think all year, just keep growing and growing and growing. But I'm not going to set, like, tick boxes.
I am.
Okay.
With my finances.
Okay, no,
and I'm
going to
be really open and honest about my finances. So I'm not very good at saving. So when the tax man comes around in January and is like, this is what you wear, I'm like,
no, sick. Sickening.
Don't have it. I've spent it all.
Yeah.
So
I ain't got none. What's that thing on
his got none.
It's like, don't have any. What's he say? don't know. Computer says no.
Computer says no. I have an excellent method. I have a Monzo account. That then rounds up stuff. So every time I go tap, tap, it will round it up. And then that goes into a pot, which then has like interest on it. So I probably need to do a bit more than that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, you need to, everything you earn.
Everything I need to earn.
20% you put away. That's what I do. Well, I don't do it, but my wonderful PA does it for me. She's actually basically, she doubles up as my accountant. And she really is in charge.
Get out.
Because my accounts were not okay either.
Toby was like, your accounts and your spending habits really give me anxiety.
No,
like,
Jamie
he's
too.
Like, if we get married, like, I have to have control because the reason I'm going to be in debt, like my credit score is going to be fucked if we're together and you carry on the way you go.
Jamie's insane.
We are both, me and Sophie, guys, are terrible.
No, I have no concept of money. None. I don't know what's cheap, what's expensive. I have no concept.
And also it's the tap tap on the phone because I'm like, oh, it's free.
It's free.
My finances are going to get into gear and I'm going to really just focus on my well-being.
Me too. I'm going to really focus on my well-being, really focus on balance, like resting, working hard, playing hard. Like,
but that is what you do already.
Yeah,
you're just going to carry that
I'm going to continue this vibe.
Be consistent.
Oh my God. And also remember I started dance lessons. Did you know this? With OT's husband, Marius, they have a dance school.
Where?
And me in, I don't know where it is, but it was far away. And I did one dance lesson and then I had to stop, me and Emily, Jamie's sister, because I was too busy. But in January, I want us to...
I'll go.
I thought you would.
I always look for dance schools to go. I want to take up ballet again. I want to do everything.
And the dance school was unbelievable and he is so great and OT's so epic.
Well, let's just commit one day to doing that then. I'll get in touch with Sophie's PA, guys. This is how our relationship works. I'll get in touch with Sophie's PA and request one day a week to put aside 3 hours just for me and Soph so we can have a dance lesson and a bit of breakfast. That.
Melissa is a dancer, so maybe I'll need like a couple just before we dance together so I'm not put to complete and utter shame.
Yeah, guys, if you didn't know, I almost went to Tring School of Dance.
She's like fully those hips.
I got in when I was 7 and it almost went full time to like do it as a profession.
7-year-old you dancing would have been absolutely so precious.
But because I'm so dyslexic, you do half a day school, half a day dance. And I found it really intimidating, like looking around the school and I was like, Mum, I don't want to go. But she was really upset.
Do you kind of regret not doing that?
There's a part of me that does, but then I'm like, would my career being a full-time dancer...
You wouldn't drink
I wouldn't
or
want
anything.
To do that compared to what I do now. So no, I don't have any regrets.
And also you wouldn't be able to party or have fun because like it's all or nothing. I was with a ballet dancer the other day and she was like,
oh my God, I thought you were about to say I was with a ballet dancer as in she used to date one. And I was like, wow, when did this chapter of your life happen?
Twinkle toes, Jamie. I just want to dance like so I'm like cool in the club. Salsa.
Stop.
Basically, I want my hips to be able to move.
Gorgeous.
I don't want to become a ballet dancer. I just want to be able to like get the rhythm going,
you know
shake
I'd
the
love
booty.
To learn is Irish dancing, Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance. That is my freaking dream. Dream.
Any like basic dancing for me, I'm up for. Maybe when I like am a year in, I'm more your standard, we can go into Irish dancing.
Yeah.
Imagine us. Sorry.
I'll hold you to that, my angel.
Manifestations. My God, I'm a big manifester.
Okay, right. What are you? I know what she's manifesting.
I don't want to jinx them. I'm really superstitious.
I know.
So I like want things from Melissa, but I'm going to keep them to myself. And I'm sorry, I know that's boring for you all to listen, but I'm not risking jinxing things by putting them out. I sometimes think manifesting is just such a private thing. Like you've just got to... One tip I will say for manifesting is people always think, oh my God, I can't get overexcited about things because it won't happen. No, get overexcited about it and get in that energy and that's when it happens.
But sometimes then you get disappointed.
Yeah, but you just think, something better's going
to
come along.
I always like to think I prepare myself for the worst, but I hope for the best.
I think that's nice.
The way that I like to live. because I don't like to be disappointed.
Yeah, I can't.
I just
help
like to be
feel
super
my little...
realistic, but then be optimistic.
You're a very optimistic person.
Yeah,
but there are some people who are just like, it's never going to happen. It's never. I'm like, well, it won't then.
Yeah.
Like, I can't help but my little body gets excited about things. Like, something will happen and my mind will run away with like it times 100. And I can't help but my body physically gets excited. And then it kind of happens sometimes, not all the time. I think that's manifesting.
I think it happens to me too. Weirdly,
oh my God,
the house that I live in, I literally said when I was 19, I was like, I'll live there one day. And then
you definitely manifest. I know, but I don't do it on purpose. No.
It just happens. I just sort of like don't worry about stuff. I'm like, oh, I'll be fine with that. It will happen one day. And then it just does.
No, because you and I kind of live in a little dream world to each other. And I think that's part of our manifesting when we say that sort of shit to each other. We're like, well, that's going to happen for us.
Yeah, I know.
But that's just positive vibes.
It is just positive vibes. And it's not like there's really a doubt there. It's just like, oh, yeah, I know it'll happen one day. Really? Okay, lovely. Looking forward to that. That's it.
Yeah. It's not right. Like necessarily I deeply believe it, but if Melissa's like, yeah, it's going to happen, I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah,
and then
just,
off it goes.
It's just a nice little, it's not too deep. You're so right.
Yeah. I want us to go on a lovely holiday together.
We need to do that. Now your wedding's out of the way. Yeah. Because that literally took up every second of our lives.
I'm so happy that wedding's over.
Oh, I had so much fun.
I had so much fun. But not the year planning, like the night, yeah. I really want us to go on a lovely, lovely holiday. Maybe bring the boys, summer Mexico.
No. It's closer than that.
Okay.
Can we do Spain or Portugal?
Yeah, but that's just like, we've done it before. Like, I want us to travel the world together.
Okay, fine. You know what? You know where I want to go.
Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sydney. Me too. All right.
Let's do
down.
That. Okay, cool. It's just warm, but it's like London. It's like a city life, but there's a beach there.
So
everyone's
healthy.
Organic.
Oh
my God, the lifestyle. Not that I've been, but this is just what I've heard.
Same.
Word on the street is. And also like, they're like drinking like, and then like partying scene is really different. It's like a few glasses of rosé at lunch and then that's it, because it's beautiful weather. It's very
healthy, wholesome vibes.
Mm-hmm. So up.
And daytime drinking too. Like,
yeah,
I think places
glasses
close by 11, I heard. I know, which is quite a vibe.
Dream.
And you wake up
and
so
you have
early.
To go home.
Stunning. We're up.
Beach walk every morning.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, right. I'm going to move into the dilemma.
I'm literally dreaming.
I'm doing the dilemma.
Okay, go.
I've been best friends with this girl, let's call her Hannah, for most of my life. She's so loyal, always there for me and just the most fun. She broke up with her boyfriend last summer and she's been living her best single life, which I've been really happy to see, as her boyfriend was a bit of a dick. She's always mentioned having a crush on my older brother. And I've never really taken any notice of it until now. We sometimes hang out with my brother and his mates. And whenever I would make attempts to leave, she would always find a way to stay and hang out with him. I have both of them on Find My Friends and noticed that they happen to be in the same place at the same time.
No.
When I mentioned it to her, she said it was just a coincidence. But even more suspiciously, both of their locations started to be switched off at the same time. Oh my God, why are people so dumb? I was chatting to my brother about who he was dating and he said that he wasn't seeing anybody seriously and it was just keeping things casual with a group of different girls. Stunning. Classic brother behaviour. I shrugged it off until a few weeks ago when he texted me to say he'd tested positive for chlamydia.
No.
This is a great.
No.
Great start to the new year. Excellent. I text Hannah to see if she'd heard anything from my brother and she said she hadn't heard anything from him in a few weeks. So the alarm bells started ringing that my brother has ghosted her and given her the clap.
Oh my God, I would die. I would die.
I know, it will be an awkward conversation to have. But if he doesn't tell her what's happened, do I need to step in? I'm just thinking about how the sentence, "Hi, I know you've been sleeping with my brother and he's given me chlamydia," is going to sound coming out of my mouth and it's giving me the ick. How? Oh my God, this is hilarious.
Oh my God, it's giving me the ick. I would sit on that.
Don't. Your brother, I would call your brother and be like,
if you've
given it to my best friend Hannah, you need to tell her because that can make her infertile. That's not funny.
Wait, if we're giving her the names...
She said, let's call her Hannah.
Fine. Okay, Hannah needs to know.
Hannah needs to know ASAP Rocky. And I don't think it should come from you, so I think you should force your brother to tell her.
But not going to lie, but I'm trying to picture if I had a brother, I would just tell you. I'd be like, Melissa,
I'm really
worried.
I don't know if you have been sleeping with my brother or not.
And I would lol about it.
He's just told me he's got chlamydia and I'm panicked for you.
Yeah, just but that's what girls do. It's friendly. Like, if anything, she's going to be a bit embarrassed. She'll be like, thanks for telling
me. And also, I would also just say, like, I'm obviously not angry with you at all. I don't care that sleeping with my brother. Like, I thought it'd be great if you guys got together, to be honest. So I was expecting you to tell me at some point, but now I know this, I felt like I had to bring it up to you.
Yeah.
It's really important to get tested. It's really important to get tested. Like, you can't rely on people telling you stuff if they do catch something. Like, you have to just take your own responsibility. Yeah. And
chlamydia doesn't, there's not many signs for girls. Just
there's no
that.
Signs, apparently. You'd have no idea. People walk around with it for years.
For years. Okay, dilemma two. Hi, Sophie and Melissa. I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this one, but I'm a guy in need and I need your help. Oh, amen.
We love
it. In October 2022, I met an amazing girl. There was an instant connection between us and we started dating.
Gorgeous.
Things moved quickly and we spent as much time as possible with each other. By Christmas, I was definitely in love with her. And I think she felt the same. I'd never felt like this with anyone before. At the same time as this, I was in negotiations for a transfer to Sydney in Australia with my job.
No, tragic love story. That's really weird that we were just talking about
that. I know. I ultimately decided to take the job, but I never told the girl I was seeing that I was moving away at the start of the year. Oh, no. I knew that if I told her that, I wouldn't make the move. It was so hard keeping it a secret.
Shit.
No, my
heart ached. Boys are so dumb.
Such little filthy liars. We spent New Year's Eve together and we spoke about that future together. And then I came clean about what was going on in my life and that I was moving to Australia. Understandably, she was angry. She felt she'd been led on and that I was lying to her. I'd be furious.
I would be...
They spent New Year's Eve.
So gutted.
You need time to heal from this. I told her that I loved her, but she asked me to leave. She then blocked my number and my accounts on socials. And despite asking friends and friends to tell her how sorry I was, she hasn't got in touch. Oh, that's strong of her. I moved to Australia and every single day I've regretted that decision. No!
Oh my God, bless you. This is horrid.
It was the biggest mistake of my life. I know I should have told her the truth up front and been brave enough to try and build a future with the person I cared about so much. I'm not looking for sympathy, as you know, as I know what I've done is wrong, but I know this amazing girl. Oh my God. I know this amazing girl listens to your podcast. And since I can't get in touch with her any other way, I would like your help. I would like you to tell her. Oh my God, the goosebumps.
Oh my God.
Shut up. I feel sick.
Shit, my heart's throbbing. Right, this is possibly the best paragraph we're ever going to read out on this podcast.
I'm going to read it to camera.
Okay.
I would like you to tell her that I will be landing back into London Heathrow at 12 p.m. on Wednesday, the 10th of January. I know what I did was wrong, but I hope that our connection was strong enough to work through what happened. I'll do anything to prove the man that I am and the couple that we can hopefully be together. Thank you, Sophie and Melissa.
I'm done now. Let's retire.
My back hurts. On.
My back hurts. Done.
Please, if you're listening, he regrets it so much. He's coming back. My heart aches.
This is a true love story. I think we should all go to the airport on the 10th of Jan and just be there as well because I need
Same
to sit with my
support.
Own eyes. Really hope your flight's not delayed because that would really fuck things up. But
goosebumps everywhere.
I am. Okay, right.
Tears
I
think
if this girl, if you're listening and you know who we're talking about, please just unblock his number and hear what he has to say. Get to that airport. Give him a second chance. People make mistakes.
He didn't even do
didn't
that
cheat
much
on
wrong.
You. Nothing much wrong.
And he really is homesick and he loves you and he moved there and he just didn't
this
know.
This is also a year ago. Like, I really hope you don't have a boyfriend or anything. I'm guessing he's done his due diligence and knows
she blocked
single.
Him for a year.
Shit.
No, I love him.
But I do think
he
it would be worth
love.
You getting in touch with him to like... say I do have a boyfriend or I miss you or whatever.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, isn't it?
My heart's pounding out my chest. What a true love's kiss.
Let's
round two, baby.
Let's have our movie moment. Who's done this? He's like gone to the airport to like surprise someone.
I picked Jamie up from the airport once.
Yeah, but you were like fully together. That was probably a tour. Like, hun, can you pick me up from the airport?
Yeah.
Soph pulls up in a little Fiat. Toby picked me up from the airport in Bali and we were like not officially together. I hadn't seen him in like 8 weeks. That was quite cutesy.
He got you there when you were there?
No, not in Bali. Sorry, when I landed back from Bali. No flowers in hand though. He regrets
sweet,
that.
Sweet
I tell him that. He's like, shit.
We've also just quickly got a tiny question, Melissa. It's about what fake tan we use. Now, I've said it before time and time again. It's Sisley unisex face fake tan.
Shit, I don't use that.
Body, I use Amanda Harrington.
I use Tan Lux Express Muse on my body. It's the best thing since I spent.
It is really
For Sophie's
good.
English wedding, I used it too much. And I was, do you remember how brown I was? I was like, shit, I went to town.
I thought you look fab. It was also
Thanks.
Summer.
Yeah, I got away with it. It was a yay. And then face, I go between Tan Lux and actually the U-Tan Face Mist. Haven't used it in ages because I'm going through microneedling and my face is dry AF. And the U-Tan Pen, we like that on our lips. Lip liner. That's a
killer.
Yeah.
I also think it depends like how tan you're going. Like I literally go shade other than whatever I am.
Yeah,
so
just
in winter,
I'm never that crazy. Yeah.
Never too crazy. Because then you
my
look
back
fake.
Weirdly is way more tan than like the rest of my body. So I always get away with like not doing it.
And I
it
never
looks
really
the,
do it.
It
I just do my shoulders.
Yeah. Also, moisturize your hands,
elbows, and underarms.
And all around your feet and your ankles. The underarms, and are sometimes fine in the cleavage part.
Yeah, same. Like, goes into your pores.
So moisturise a little bit in that area too.
Armpits.
Leave it a beat, and then go for it.
Get talcum powder or even just face loose powder and put it under your armpits, and it takes it away so that it doesn't smell the next day, because that's what causes the smell. It gets in the pores.
I don't fake tan under my armpits.
Yeah, but sometimes it just, like, seeps
gets
up
in
there.
Mm. Also, oil breaks down tan, so if you have an area where you've got oil, apparently toothpaste gets rid of fake tan too, so if you've got a bit where you're like, oh, don't love that there, I always put like oil or toothpaste and it gets rid of it.
Toothpaste genius.
I can't remember who I saw doing that. Someone was doing that on like Instagram the other day.
It would have been one of your like biohacking pages.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay guys, we love you so much. We're gonna leave it there.
Sorry it was short and sharp, but you know, we've got places to be.
We are so excited
to be back.
Talk this year with you guys, and we hope that you had an amazing Christmas, and
yes.
Let's kill this year 2024.
Kill it. Love you guys so
love
much.
You. Bye.